Hey, everybody. Welcome to Earl's Tree Decorating 2012. We decided to give you some snapshots. We got the tree out and decorated last night. Out and about. We got it the night before last night. It was on our doorstep. So we had to bring it in and kind of leave it on its own yesterday because we had an outing to go to. So today, we are taking care of, first of all, the tree lights.
Just untangling those is always a job.
Yep.
Listening to Johnny Mathis in the background.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is always a tradition. We always get the trees from my Uncle Con. So my thanks to him always. Because it's just, to me, you can go and spray a tree with artificial peppermint or whatever, a pine, I mean. To get the effect, but it's really not the same. Ours is nice and strongly scented this year. And it's totally amazing.
I felt pretty bad. The first thing I had to do was cut a couple boughs off the bottom. Just so that it would fit down into the stand and be nourished by the water that's in there.
Yeah, but that... That's normal.
I guess it is. They were supple and healthy and really sappy and... I got all sticky and stuff.
Yeah, my mitt really got... really having trouble here. Come on.
That's normal. Cables, it gets complicated with lights on it. But cables, no matter how you slice it, they love to tangle.
Yep.
It just happens. I deal with it all the time with sound cables, trust me.
Okay.
Anyway, you seem to... Yeah, you're making progress.
Do you want to go forthwith and... Get the first one up there?
Define fourth.
As in, go towards the tree and wrap it around the topmost bough.
Okay.
That'll start us.
So that's good. It's about head height. This tree one's in stand. I suspect it's about a 5 footer.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
So which way do you want that going?
Doesn't matter. Just start at one spot and start wrapping it around.
Now, unfortunately, the plug, okay, but that's where you plug another light into. It's not necessarily where we're going to want to plug power into.
No.
Let me bring it around.
Yeah.
Ow! Ooh! These top needles are extremely prickly.
Okay.
This is expected, I suppose. I'm not really doing a very good job of getting away from these other bottom branches.
Okay. I was just wanting you to do the top, and then I'll bring it around to you, because you've got the bigger stretch. Okay?
Okay.
Which you've done. We just need to go down. Now I'm going to go in there.
Step aside.
We've got limited space. But that's okay. My husband has made a very good spot for the tree.
This will make it smell because we're kind of stirring it up a bit.
Yes, and I was just going to say, the smell of Christmas.
Yep. There's nothing like it.
Nope.
I know my mother used to take old boughs, and I suppose this could be construed as a fire hazard, but she used to heat up a stove burner and put the boughs on them.
Probably very low heat.
Yeah, I would think so.
It is almost tempting because these are so fragrant.
I'd say it'd be very low heat and stuff because, yeah, and as long as once they're dry, they're done though.
Exactly.
Because then they become tender.
Yep.
But it used to smell so nice.
Well, it's tempting to start that tradition here.
My sense of smell isn't quite recovered yet, which I'm really annoyed at having gotten our tree. But anyway.
It'll come.
I think I'm gonna pause my thing here and maybe catch you up when we start decorating.
Yeah,
the lights,
well,
so.
At least once the lights are done and we're heading to the garland.
Yeah.
And check Facebook. I have some pictures up there. I'm Michelle Earle.
Yeah, this is George Earle, so we'll both be in there somewhere.
Yep. Anyway, we just found out that our tree is good. We've got lights on it, and it's lit up quite nicely. A little extra with regards to lights. And so we'll go on to the next one. We'll unplug the lights and then put the garland on, and then we'll go from there. But meanwhile, while George is unplugging the lights, I'm going to go get the garland, and then we'll see whether we need to get our new stuff, because we were short last year.
Yeah, we may not be this year. It's a different tree.
Yeah. Different dimensions. Ago, I found these. They're like little beads made in a chain. They're white mauve gold, which is like a matted gold, and regular gold. And I like them. So.
I accidentally touched your iPhone there. You might want to make sure it's all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Didn't manage to get it off.
Nope.
Two iPhones. Okay, so garland next.
Yep. So we're starting at the top, just as last time. And usually, even right at the top, I have to get George's help. But this year, I got to hug the tree halfway around.
And the beautiful thing is that you can do that. I don't think you were able to. I'm certain last year's tree was a bit wider.
I agree.
Because I know I had it a closer to that, to my sound gear and the TV and stuff. And also it was touching my guitar amp on the other side. It's not touching either.
No. But then again, too, George, you've got more put away.
Well, that's true. I did sort of cull things a bit.
George did a wonderful job in this area. So, and that was his goal. It was totally his goal. What's up?
Do what you want.
Did you just go?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's okay. No, don't worry about it.
There'll be difference. Save that one, go on to another one. There we go. We're almost halfway, folks. So I'll leave it as it is for right now with regards to talking to you folks. We'll get this one going. And another page. And we will get back to you when we're starting to decorate. There. Ooh, that's starting to look nice already. Alright, just can I hand you my iPhone, please? Oh, it's a regular phone. There you go.
Regular phone wouldn't do as much good, would it?
Okay, and we're back. We are going to decorate the tree.
We got a lights garland done yesterday.
Yep.
We just had to decide to shut her down. Seems a long time again today.
Part of the reason is I can't find our small garland anywhere. I bought it and I just can't find it. So
scoured the place. But yeah. It'll show up when we don't need it.
Yeah. Well, it'll get put in the right place. And
but that's okay. We'll make this tree good anyways.
Yeah.
Listen to Elvis in the background, you might pick that up. I don't remember the name of the album, but it's a collection of assorted Christmas songs of his old and.
Yeah. We've got a small box of assorted ornaments throughout the years. Some we bought, some we were given. I'm going to put up the ones that we were most recently given. Well, actually, George did that. This is kind of some that we were given last year by a friend of ours. Bells, pine cones, presents, little bows. Actually, the bows can't really go on. They probably have to. Well, yeah, I suppose they could clip on.
But,
yeah, I was just going to say, probably have to be careful. I probably wouldn't do that. I probably think of maybe putting some Velcro on it and maybe figuring out ways around the house to put them. But not this year. So anyway, I'm going to work on that. George, if you want to grab some stuff from the box.
Yeah, I'll let you deal with all the very small things.
Yeah.
Whoops. We have a whole bunch of these things that kind of sound like that. And they're big, oversized pieces of. They're plastic, hollow plastic. They look like wrapped candies, really.
Yeah.
And we bought them 1 year because we had nothing to go on our tree.
One of our first years, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're very hard plastic.
If they drop,
they'll break. You can kind of hear that if you tap them at all. It's just really hard.
Somewhere
in. Yeah, they got such small, thin strings on them that you have to be careful. And when decorating, you're working against the grain of the tree, so it's easier to get pricked.
Exactly.
Hazards of a real tree. Really, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
I like these. This one's a bit fragile than Michelle. This one, the tip is busting.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising. It's kind of like a snowflake. It's one of the ones I bought at Zellers.
Zellers, supplier of many of our Christmas ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention lights, garland.
Yep.
I won't have them next year because they'll be a target.
Yep. I know that sounds funny, but the store
then. Store will be named Target. Target Canada, even though it's an American chain.
Yeah.
I'll put that there. Yes, we did.
Well, that one doesn't have any. Piece of string.
That's a funny thing. Ornaments end up in here sometimes and they've shed their pieces of string.
Yeah. Well, this is right from the factory. In fact,
yeah.
I see the piece of string.
Oh, it's just not attached.
Yeah. Big enough hole, I might actually be able to get it.
Now, most ornaments have a little piece of string, a hole that's about, look, this maybe an inch or two in diameter. This thing here probably has a 6 to 8 inch ribbon loop. So, and I'm not even sure what the ornament is. It's some sort of little stuff.
It's a snowman, I think. Let's see. Yeah, it's kind of a snowman on the big side.
Facing the right way.
He'll turn around.
He'll turn around anyway, so. Or does that work?
Yeah, wherever. As long as there's space. Anyway, I am going to work some more, and we will come back to you when there is just the last few left. We are now putting on our last three ornaments. One looks like three timbits of various kinds piled up to make a snowman. One's a stocking, and one's a little Christmas mouse. So let's see what George, which one do you want? He's got the
three timbits, I guess.
And I got the two tinies, so it's just as well anyway, because the Christmas mouse one is all twisted up. So.
Oh, yeah, the string. Now let's see if I can find out where I put that. Might work. That's hanging.
Christmas!
Maybe here.
Yeah.
Just right, kind of still front center, but slightly higher. See if I get these limbs ganged up. See, you got it kind of thread. There we go.
Okay, so now.
Now we can deal with the small.
The small is I'm going to go and put kind of at the side here, the right hand side. And this one here. That was where the mouse went. See whether I can put this stocking. It's pretty small.
The loop on it?
Yeah.
Is that one of those styrofoam ornaments? We got a few like that.
Yep.
We don't even have very many of the traditional glass bauble type things, do we?
No, we don't. Anyway, folks, that is our tree. Yeah, I was just going to say, George, do you want to do the honors?
Let's do it.
You betcha.
Standing right in front of it, the prime seat, or prime, well, seat nothing, standing.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get it plugged in. We don't have any big, snappy sound effects like they seem to want to do in Hollywood, but we don't need it. Because that usually just creates trouble.
Exactly.
So.
Oh. Beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely. So that's tree decorating 20 Christmas 2013, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care. God bless. And Merry Christmas. Bye for now.